Thank you, Brad, and good morning. This fall, over 100 seats on 31 Humboldt County School District governing boards, the Humboldt County Board of Education, and the College of the Redwoods Board of Trustees will be up for election. Most of the positions are for four-year terms, although some will be available for only 2 years. The Office of Education has posted a resource page on its website so candidates can learn more about the qualifications, the roles and responsibilities, and more information about the school districts. The filing period for candidates opens on July 15th and closes on August 9th. If no incumbent files, the period is extended until August 14th. Filing papers are available from the Elections Office in Eureka. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives are investigating a beating incident near Covelo last week that sent 33-year-old Michael Alvarez to Santa Rosa Hospital with life-threatening head injuries. Deputies responded to a call from a passing motorist who reportedly found Alvarez crawling around the roadway on Highway 162. The motorist picked Alvarez up and drove him home and then called an ambulance due to the severity of the injuries. Deputies interviewed Alvarez as he was being transported to a local hospital and told him he had been attacked by 18-year-old Kenneth Whipple while walking along the roadway. Whipple later turned himself in and was booked and later released after posting bond. Alvarez will survive, but his injuries are extensive, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Governor Brown has signed into law the Middle Class Scholarship Act that will help more students be able to attend college. While the federal Congress failed to act on increasing interest rates for college loans, which doubled on Monday, the Middle Class Scholarship Act, Assembly Bill 94, will cut tuition at Cal State and University of California campuses for students from families who make less than $100,000 per year. The money will come from the state's general fund, and the act will be implemented incrementally between now and 2018 when it becomes fully effective. Wing Inflatables, an Arcata-based provider of small service craft to the U.S. military and commercial markets, has joined with Armada Acquisition Group, an investor group out of the San Francisco area. President and founder Bill Wing, along with Vice President Elizabeth Wing, will retain an ownership position in the new company structure. Bill Wing said in a statement, and I quote, "We're very pleased about all aspects of the new ownership structure," end quote. A sheriff's deputy contacted two men in relation to several displays of illegal fireworks in the 1700 block of Holly Drive on Monday night. Some of the fireworks almost hit an Arcata Fire Department engine. A criminal case has been submitted to the DA's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As the new fiscal year begins, organizations up and down California are now beginning the work of implementing programs and projects based on funding available with the passage of the state budget. For local elected officials and county department heads, however, making do with tough budgets is nothing new, and Humboldt County is in better fiscal shape than many other communities in the state. Supervisor Rex Bone points out, however, that not every state budget idea is what is best for a particular community, and he highlights the fire fees imposed on rural property owners in the state.
The second billing hasn't gone out because there's a lawsuit brought forward of misappropriation of the first round of SRA fees. It was not used exactly for what they said it was going to be used for.
Bone goes on to say that the SRA fees are another example of the state taking money from local jurisdictions and harming the effectiveness of public service.
The long-term effects of the SRA fee was it killed the local volunteer fire departments. These are the guys that go out in the middle of the night for absolutely nothing except for the love of community. All the neighbors are paying this money. They don't realize none of that's going back to the volunteers, but and a lot of them are on limited incomes and can't afford to pay their SRA fee and then buy their $25 pie from their volunteer department or go to the spaghetti feed and things like this.
Bone also pointed out the increasing demand from Sacramento that local governments provide state-mandated services without fiscal support from the state. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.